is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 25th of July, 2007. It was on this day, 1814, a man named George Stephenson made the first successful demonstration of the steam locomotive, an invention that would fuel the Industrial Revolution and dramatically affect the settlement of North America. Stephenson had never had any formal schooling, but he taught himself how the steam engines worked simply by taking them apart when they broke down, learned how to build them from scratch. He made his first successful demonstration of this new invention on this day in 1814 when his engine pulled 8 loaded wagons of 30 tons about 4 miles an hour up a hill. By 1830, trains were already traveling 60 miles an hour, and when the first transcontinental railway line was completed in the 1870s, a cross-country journey that had taken several months suddenly took only 7 days, which shrank distances and increased the speed of life in America. It's the birthday of Ilias Canetti, born in Ruse, Bulgaria, 1905, best known for his novel The Tower of Babel and his masterpiece Crowds and Power. Ilias Canetti, who believed the 20th century was defined by mob mentality. Here's a poem for today by Eleanor Lerman, entitled Starfish. This is what life does. It lets you walk up to the store to buy breakfast and the paper on a stiff knee. It lets you choose the way you have your eggs, your coffee. Then it sits a fisherman down beside you at the counter who says, last night the channel was full of starfish. And you wonder, is this a message, finally, or just another day? Life lets you take the dog for a walk down to the pond, where whole generations of biological processes are boiling beneath the mud. Reeds speak to you of the natural world. They whisper, they sing, and herons pass by. Are you old enough to appreciate the moment? Too old. There is movement beneath the water, but it may be nothing. There may be nothing going on. And then life suggests that you remember the years you ran around, the years you developed a shocking lifestyle, advocated careless abandon, owned a chilly heart. Upon reflection, you are genuinely surprised to find how quiet you have become. And then life lets you go home to think about all this, which you do for quite a long time. Later, you wake up beside your old love, the one who never had any conditions, the one who waited you out. This is life's way of letting you know that you are lucky. It won't give you smart or brave, so you'll have to settle for lucky. Because you were born at a good time, because you were able to listen when people spoke to you, because you stopped when you should have and started again. So life lets you have a sandwich and pie for your late night dessert, pie for the dog as well. And then life sends you back to bed, to dreamland, while outside the starfish drift through the channel with smiles on their starry faces as they head out to deep water, to the far and boundless sea. A poem by Eleanor Lerman, Starfish, from Our Post-Soviet History Unfolds, published by Saraband Books, and used by permission here in the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.